Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Why are you here? I want you to just take a few seconds to think about this question. Why are you here at Trinity Lutheran Church in McFarland, Kansas at 10:31 on a Sunday morning? What brought you here? Perhaps you are here because this is your family church and has been for decades. Related, perhaps you are here because you were baptized here and have never left. Perhaps it is because this is the closest church or the one where all of your friends and family attend. Perhaps you simply feel at home here because the people are friendly or the church has helped you through difficult times. But whatever the reason, humanly speaking, why you are here, there is one other overarching reason why you are here. God. God has gathered you together here today for a purpose. And that purpose is what we are going to talk about today. We start by looking at our Old Testament reading from Genesis chapter 11, which takes place very, very shortly after the flood had wiped out all of sinful humanity. And God started over again with eight people: Noah and his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their wives. After the flood, the people of the earth are all together. They all have one language and the same words, and the people are all descendants of Noah and Noah's sons. They were told by God shortly after the flood to spread out across the earth, but instead they decided to stay together. They said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth." Here they are deciding, no, instead of following God's command to spread out and fill the world, we're going to stay together in what is now Iraq, Iran, at Babel. They even start to build a giant tower which will keep them together, and this is a clear violation of God's mandate. And so how does God respond to this? They are all gathered together, and so he disperses them. He comes down and he confuses their languages so that they cannot coordinate anything anymore. Kind of hard to build a tower when you're not speaking the same language. And yet, God didn't abandon them. He didn't decide to start over again. He selected one family of all of these families. And with that family, he continued his promise. Specifically, he chooses the family of Abraham, who is a younger son of one of the descendants of Noah's son Shem, and he gives him the promise that he will become the father of many nations, and that through him, all the nations of the world will be blessed. And so we see that in the Old Testament, we see that promise carried down from Abraham through his sons Isaac and Jacob, through all of their generations, until Israel actually becomes a fairly prosperous nation, and then they themselves get dispersed again throughout the world. First, when Israel is divided into two kingdoms, the northern kingdom is taken into captivity by Assyria and scattered all through the Assyrian Empire. Then, as if that wasn't enough, a few years later, the southern kingdom gets taken into captivity by Babylon and spread throughout the Near East. When some of these people are able to return to Israel, the rest remain all around the ancient Near East and even further in all around the Mediterranean. And yet, even though God is spreading his people around, he also arranges to bring them back together again. God gathers a small group together when Jesus is born, and when Jesus begins his ministry, God gathers a small group as his followers, the group which we call the apostles, and then some more than that, who are all gathered together. And then after Jesus' death and resurrection and ascension, this group is gathered together in Jerusalem, which is the center of Jewish worship at the time of Pentecost. Now, Pentecost in the Old Testament is a special harvest festival. Good thing that was empty. It's a special harvest festival when they celebrate the first fruits of the harvest. It is an opportunity to gather together and give thanks for God's blessings and pray for a good wheat harvest. I think it's the wheat harvest. And so Pentecost is the 50th day after Passover, hence Pentecost, 50 days. Pentecost also brings together faithful Jewish men from all around the world, or at least all those who can get to Jerusalem, because it is one of the major three festivals when all Jewish males are expected to gather together in Jerusalem. The first is, of course, Passover, and then Pentecost, and then Sukkoth, which is the Feast of Booths. All of these Jewish men from all around the world are gathered together in one place to worship. And they are all together to hear God's message. And as if that wasn't enough, God also gives the disciples the ability to speak in the tongues of all of those present, so that everyone could hear this message in their own languages. This, in essence, undoes the curse of Babel, the confusion of languages. Man could not coordinate his sin because of the curse, and yet here God speaks his gospel to man in every language, giving everyone present the opportunity to repent and to believe. So God gathers people together for himself here, but after the Pentecost, after these 3,000 plus men repent and are baptized and join the number of the disciples, they don't just stay there. Instead, these new converts return home and bring God's message with them. This message brought together even more people to learn of the fulfillment of God's promises to Adam and Eve, to Noah, to Abraham. More people learned what Jesus had done to reverse the curse that God placed on the world. And more people learned that Jesus loved them so much that he died on the cross to forgive them. So it is through this dispersal, all of these men going home to their own particular nations and their own particular towns, that the message spreads to every Jewish community in the Roman Empire. And these Pentecost converts share what had happened to them with their friends and their neighbors. They gather together even more new converts into house churches where they are. And it is because of these people, it is because of the Holy Spirit working through these people, that Christianity spread so rapidly throughout the Roman Empire and even beyond in the first just a few decades after Christ's death and resurrection. And even today, God is still dispersing his people throughout the world to gather together people from every nation who join his body, the church. And that is where we come in. We are gathered together to worship him together and receive his gifts in the divine service. God himself gathered us together for this. From here, we will spread out to our own homes and our own communities, some in McFarland, some in Alma, Paxico, Wamego, Auburn, however far you go, wherever you disperse from here, know that God has placed you there for a reason. He has placed you there just as he placed those new converts in their hometowns and cities and countries, so that you can make his message known to those around you in a way that they understand. Praise God that he has gathered us together into this congregation. And praise God that he spreads us out throughout this area so that we may be his leaven and share his blessings with those around us. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord unto life everlasting. Amen.